Brian and Tricia. We are Quick C 98.3. So we have a coworker who frequently gets odd illnesses and pink eye and stuff like that. Now, we yeah. we have all had something in our lives, but this one person seems to get that stuff a lot. Now, I've thought about it, and I don't think said coworker is suffering from something or is particularly disgusting or anything.
I think
it's just...
Some people are more susceptible to getting
sick. For a
long
time, I wanted to blame it on that. I thought, oh, poor said coworker, you know, where I hardly ever get anything like that. I get other stuff. This person seems
to get... You who is fighting bronchitis right now.
Right, yeah. But this person gets pink eye a lot or gets like a bad spot on their lip or something. And I'm like, I figured it out this morning.
What?
She just leaves her coffee mug in the sink.
Oh.
I don't think it ever actually gets washed. I came in this morning and I put my breakfast together. And then as I'm rinsing off my utensils, I'm realizing it's all just going into her cup.
Well, because...
My dirty hands.
Yes.
Well, chunks of food.
I said something to you a couple weeks ago about this.
I know.
Because... It's not just leaving it in the sink. It's leaving it right underneath where the water comes out.
So there's murky stuff from everybody's washing their hands.
Yeah.
And I think she comes in the morning, turns it upside down, rinses it once, and then just pours coffee in it.
I can't believe you're talking about this. Good thing she's not up yet and listening, because you know she's not. So.
And I'm not saying who she is. I'm really not.
No. But it's just kind of funny.
I feel bad for her every time one of these things happens, but now I think it's self-induced. Wash your dang coffee cup with soap and hot water and
don't leave it in the sink where every dirty thing...
You ever come in on a Monday morning, it's like something from a horror movie growing in that cup if we're sitting there all weekend.
Gross.
Just saying. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quick C 98.3. So pretty early in the show this morning... Well over 2 hours ago, I had a revelation while preparing my breakfast in our little breakfast nook.
In our break room.
In our kitchen this morning. And it dawned on me, we have a coworker that gets sick with things that most of the rest of us don't get all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, I have had pink eye. I have had various and sundry questionable weird spots break out on me.
You currently have bronchitis.
I do. I've had pneumonia, whatever. All these things have come and gone throughout the years, but I wouldn't say that I get them an uncommonly frequent amount.
Mm-hmm.
This coworker has had pink eye more times in the 5 years I've known her than I and you and four other people have had in all of our lives put together. Okay, and she occasionally gets an odd outbreak of some sort of a boil or something. I don't know if it's MRSA or that flesh-eating bacteria or whatever it is.
Boy.
She gets something every now and again. But the thing is, she's a very clean person.
She is, yes.
And she's always well made up, and her clothes are very fresh. She smells nice. Her makeup's done. Her hair's done. So I don't think that she's gross or anything.
No.
I figured out what is happening is she is leaving her coffee mug in the sink and never really washes it.
So her coffee mug, we all know which one it is, but she's been using the same one. I've worked here for 10 years, more than 10 years. I think she and I have worked together for about 9.5 years. And
it's been washed about four times.
It's the same coffee mug. And so she leaves it in the sink. And so when I'm washing my hands...
And where is it in the sink?
It is right in the spot where the water comes down. So it's like she sets it in there and she pours some water.
Uh-huh.
And so then she turns the faucet off. So when I'm washing my hands or washing something, you know, rinsing something
it's
out...
It's getting in
her
cup.
It's going right into said coffee mug. And it just stays there
until
she gets it out.
And I wash out my breakfast dishes. Because I bring my breakfast almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my lunch almost every day. And I wash my hands in the sink. Mm-hmm. I'm rinsing out dishes, things I've eaten off of.
Okay, so...
And it just sits there.
It does. It never moves, except I see her sometimes drinking out of this coffee mug.
And I'm like, I wonder if she washes that. I've never seen her wash it.
So you've asked her this morning.
I asked her this morning. I said, what is the deal with this cup? I'm pretty sure this is why you get sick. I don't even think she thinks she had COVID last year. I don't think it was COVID. I think it was some kind of a bacterial infection from this coffee mug.
Here she is with
that
coffee
mug. Now, we've still not said your name on the air.
Would you like me to take a big sip out of this cup live on the air for you? Here we go. For the record.
Did she wash it with soap?
Yes, I washed the cup.
Now, we all come and go out of this break room.
Yes, you're never in there.
How is it in 5 years no one's ever seen you wash that cup?
Because you all are always in the studio, and I'm not known for my punctuality in this building. So when I arrived.
Your 8 o'clock work day started at what time this morning?
8:08.
Okay.
So it's not terrible. I'm still within the 15-minute grace period.
I've read that handbook. I don't remember that.
Page 33, fine print at the bottom. So when I arrive, you all are on the air. I go in there, and I have a washing technique that I don't have to share. I feel safe, and that's all that matters, okay? It is germ-free.
Sure.
Thank you. I had to come defend my good name. That is all.
We never said your name.
We just said co-worker.
When you said Cheshire Cat Cup, I guarantee.
No, we didn't even say that, did we?
No, we just said
You just guilted yourself into it.
We didn't say you were a big Disney fan. We never brought that up at all.
Okay, I think I'm going to tuck my tail and leave gracefully. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, so there you go. Don't work here with us because we're going to tell all the stories.
Yeah, we got all kinds of fun. Well, that's dirt right there.
Yeah.